Listener Production.
Hi, it's Damien Carbon with your news briefing. The Premier is set to spend his second day in Rome as he continues to talk up WA to Europe. Mark McGowan joined by Perth Lord Mayor Basil Zemplis and a range of WA tourism operators in the Italian capital.
It's very exciting. To be here in Rome promoting Western Australia is, I think, probably a first. But we hope and expect many tourists and students and other people want to come to Western Australia to experience everything we have to offer.
A man's been rushed to hospital this morning after being hit by a car in Perth's northeast. Police say he was struck crossing Walga Way in Lockridge about 7:20 a.m. He was briefly trapped under the vehicle and is said to be in a serious condition at RPH. Police in Sydney have arrested at least 10 climate protesters, with dozens of demonstrators kicking off a week of disruptions. A woman locked herself to the steering wheel of her car this morning and blocked the entrance to the Sydney Harbour Tunnel. Acting Assistant Commissioner Paul Dunstan says it's unacceptable.
The throwing of bicycles, the throwing of garbage bins, the throwing of other items in the path of police, in the path of media, in the path of innocent members of the public just walking by will not be tolerated and cannot be by the people of New South Wales or the New South Wales Police.
We've had another drop in COVID cases overnight. 3,434 new infections have been added. Sadly, a further 5 deaths have been reported, including a man in his 60s. There are 234 people being treated for COVID in hospital, 8 in intensive care. In sport, Aussie tennis player Nick Kyrgios says playing 5 sets of doubles is the stupidest thing ever. He's due to team up with Tanasi Kokkinakis for the men's doubles on Wednesday, but says it's time to make a change.
I think it's the stupidest thing ever. To be brutally honest, I don't know why it's best of 5 sets. No one wants to play best of 5 sets doubles. No one wants to watch best of 5 sets doubles.
First round singles action at Wimbledon gets underway tonight. And the Boomers have announced Matthew Dellavedova as captain ahead of Thursday's World Cup qualifier. Listener.